Welcome to Head to Head. I'm your host, Liam Morrow, and today we're going to be ranking every NFL team after their Week 2 performance. And at the end of this, I'm also going to be highlighting players of the week from each position, such as QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and the overall best defensive player this week. A lot of changes have been made to this list based off of teams' performances. Just let me know if you guys agree or if there's any changes you would make to the list as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on it. But let's get started. At number 32, we have the Cleveland Browns. Now, they were blown out by the Ravens in a 41-17 loss. Joe Flacco, he went 25 for 45, 199 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. It's below average. Quinshon Judkins had 10 carries, 61 yards, which is pretty decent. He's averaging about 6 yards a carry. Jerry Jeudy, 4 receptions, 51 yards. That's a pretty solid stat line for a receiver, especially on such a low reception rate. I think that not much needs to be said. If you get blown out by almost 30 points, you're going to move down the list. And that's exactly what happened to the Cleveland Browns. They could have at least put up an effort. I need to see more than just Myles Garrett on the defense doing something and Greg Newsome. Give him some credit because he also played his butt off as well. So moving on to number 31, we had the Titans. Now, they lost to the Rams. It was a 33-19 loss, so it wasn't too bad, but it was one of the bigger losses this week. Cam Ward, kind of inaccurate, 19 for 33. I'd like to see him step up a little bit and just, you know, make smarter decisions, throw more accurately, and play to the best of his ability, which I think he is doing. He had 175 yards and one touchdown. I'm glad he was able to not turn over the ball. Tony Pollard, on the other hand, had 20 carries and 92 yards. It's a pretty solid stat line for a running back. Pretty proud of him. Calvin Ridley, 3 receptions for 57 yards. Now, if you told me last week Calvin Ridley was going to have only 3 receptions, I'd be a little bit shocked because they just went out there and got a new quarterback in Cam Ward. And I thought that their plan was to, you know, throw the ball. And it looks like Cam Ward did that, but very little. And Calvin Ridley still made the most of it. Moving forward, at number 30, we have the Chicago Bears. The Bears lost 21-52. Now, this is the biggest loss of the week. Caleb Williams, same story as Cam Ward. 19 for 30, very inaccurate. He had 207 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. DeAndre Swift, 12 carries for 63 yards and 1 touchdown. Not too bad on his part. Now, here's a player I would love to highlight. Rome Odunze, 7 receptions, 128 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Heck of a job, dude. I think that if given more targets, I think that that stat line could have been a 200-plus yard game if, you know, Caleb Williams was willing to throw the ball a bit more. The defense had 0 sacks and 0 forced turnovers. That's why they lost 52-21. This game could have been a lot closer if the defense would have stepped up and done literally anything. At 29, we have the Miami Dolphins. They lost 33-27 to the Patriots, and this is really unfortunate. My Dolphins are now 0-2 when they should be 1-1. This was a very winnable game, but Tua cannot close out a game to save his life or the Dolphins' life. He went 26 for 32, had 315 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Now, that one interception is what unfortunately cost them the game. Devon Achane had 11 carries for 30 yards. He's a receiving back, so quite big majority of his yards also come from the receiving game, but I want to see him do more in the running game. That's also why we picked up Ollie Gordon, so we could have a power back, someone who just goes head first and runs people over. Tyreek Hill, 6 receptions, 109 yards. He had a pretty slow start to the game, but once he started to get things going, he was really doing well, and I want to see him improve because if we plan to trade him, I want his trade value to be as high as possible. Moving forward to number 28, we have the Panthers. And I'll tell you why they went up. It's because they almost mounted a really big comeback against the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are not a bad team. The Panthers went and scored 19 straight points in the second half. Bryce Young, 35 for 55, 3 touchdowns and interception. That's a really solid game despite the one interception. Chuba Hubbard, 10 carries, 38 yards. I was hoping to see a lot more out of him. I thought he was going to be able to do a lot more. But it's clear that the Arizona Cardinals defensive line was no joke. Tedrell McMillan, once again, proving to be one of the better rookies in this year's draft class. 6 receptions for 100 yards. Now, Tedrell McMillan, I think, has had one of the best starts out of his entire draft class. And I'm super excited to see what he's going to do moving forward. At number 27, I have the Saints. The Saints lost to the 49ers 26-21. Now, that seems close in comparison, but if you really watch the game and you break down the film, the 49ers were completely in control. It was just that they wanted to be conservative of their starters and they weren't trying to get any injuries. They were playing it smart. And so they kind of gave up some garbage time touchdowns to the Saints, allowing the score to look closer than it really was. They held their own. Spencer Rattler, 25 of 34, 207 yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, that's a pretty solid stat line. I didn't expect that from him. I'm a little excited that that is what happened, though. Alvin Kamara, 21 carries, 99 yards. Chris Olave, 6 receptions for 54 yards. I think that their offense had a pretty solid game, but their defense just wasn't able to get things done. And I'm hoping for more from this team on the defensive side of the ball. Like I said, I was impressed with what Spencer Rattler was able to do and Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave. So looking forward to what next week brings. At number 26, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, they played a Bengals team that lost Joe Burrow so early in this game. So they had a big chance to go out and win because the best player on the Bengals, aside from Ja'Marr Chase, gets injured. If a team loses their starting quarterback, their system, you know, could fail. And I think that's what happened. But Trevor Lawrence just couldn't get it done. He was 24 for 42, so a little bit inaccurate. He had 271 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Now, there were a lot of turnovers in this game. But if Trevor Lawrence could have held his own, because he's a bit more experienced than Jake Browning is, if he would have held his own, he could have easily won them this game. Travis Etienne, 14 carries for 71 yards. Parker Washington, 5 receptions for 76 yards. That's a really solid game for a receiver. If you get a low reception rate but very high yards and your average is around 13 to 17 yards per reception, that's really good in my opinion. Moving forward, we have the Jets. They lost to the Bills 30-10, so they moved down a few spots. And I'll tell you why. Justin Fields got injured, and it just wasn't pretty for them from there on out because Tyrod Taylor was 7 for 11, 56 yards, and 1 touchdown. Justin Fields was only 3 for 11, 27 yards, and then he got hurt. So, honestly, Tyrod Taylor played much better than Justin Fields, and I don't know what that means for the Jets moving forward because they have a tough matchup against their, you know, division rival, the Dolphins. And without Justin Fields, I don't see them winning that game. The New York Giants, at 24, they lost to the Cowboys in a shootout. It was 40-37, but I would not sleep on the Giants. Like I said last week, we got to look to the future. And this Cowboys game for them was super solid. The fact that they were able to not only force overtime, but that they were able to score so many points on what I think is a semi-decent defense. Russell Wilson looked great, 30 for 41, 450 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Let that sink in. When is the last time Russell Wilson put up stats like that? It's been a minute. Cam Scataboo also getting way more reps than he had last week. He had 11 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. Now, I'm super proud of Cam Scataboo. Watched him in college, and I think he's going to be a really good back in the NFL. Moving forward to who is my go-to fantasy guy. I literally named my fantasy team after him, and he's probably one of my top 4 favorite players in the NFL at the moment. Malik Nabers, 9 receptions, 167 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That, for a sophomore season player, is just immaculate numbers, and I'm so proud of him. I can't wait to see what he does in the future. Moving forward to number 23, we have the New England Patriots. Now, they played the Dolphins, so beating the Dolphins isn't much of a flex, especially considering that it was such a close game. Drake May was 19 for 23, so pretty accurate, 230 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was very good at commanding this offense. He didn't turn over the ball, and he held his own. They ended up winning the game. Ramondre Stevenson had 11 carries, 54 yards, and he led the team in receiving with 5 receptions for 88 yards. Now, that's a really good game for Ramondre Stevenson. Super proud of him. I just wish he would have scored a little bit more. But overall, Patriots, good job, even though that sickens me to say about you guys because I'm a Dolphins fan. Moving forward at number 22, we have the Raiders. Now, I was hoping that the Raiders would have put up more of a fight. They lost 20-9 to the Chargers, and although the Chargers are a good team, I think that the Raiders could have done more. And part of that falls on Geno Smith. He was 24 for 43, 180 yards, and 3 interceptions. And I think when the other team has more receiving yards on defense than your number one receiver, that's an issue. And Ashton Jeanty, 11 carries for 43 yards. Not a good game for him either. Jacoby Myers, 6 receptions, 68 yards. So I think that Jacoby Myers had the best game out of all of them. And that's not good. It's just a bad look for the Raiders. And I feel bad because Brock Bowers is on this team too. And he had a bit of an injury. He's questionable for next week's game. So I hope he heals up because he's one of my favorite players to watch in the NFL currently. Moving forward onto number 21, we have the Cowboys. The Cowboys played the Giants. And like I said before, it's a shootout. So the Cowboys dropped because it was such a close game. The Cowboys should have won this game quite comfortably, and they didn't. Although Dak had a pretty solid game, 38 for 52, 361 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. CeeDee Lamb doing CeeDee Lamb things, 9 receptions for 112 yards. Really good game for him, but you know, it is CeeDee Lamb. He's one of the best receivers in the league, so you expect things like that of him. Javonte Williams coming out of nowhere this year, having a great first 2 weeks, 18 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Now, despite how good each of these players played, it shouldn't have been this close of a game to the New York Giants, unless the New York Giants are a sleeper slash Cinderella story. Moving forward to number 20, we have the Houston Texans. And you're like, oh, how did the Houston Texans drop so much? Well, when you're 0-2, it raises some questions. And when your QB dips in production by quite a wide margin, CJ Stroud, 13 for 24, 207 yards and a touchdown. Not a great game. He was like barely over 50% completion percentage. Nick Chubb, 12 carries, 43 yards, also bad. Nico Collins, 3 receptions, 52 yards, 1 touchdown. That's a solid performance for him, but everybody else needs to just pick it up and do their part. CJ Stroud, I was expecting a lot more of because his rookie season was so prolific, and last year was really good for him too, but we need to see more from him. He needs to step up and be a leader in that locker room. At number 19, we have the Steelers. Now, the Steelers dropped because they were just shut down completely by the Seahawks. They lost 31-17. Aaron Rodgers, 18 for 33, 203 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. Now, last week, he had 0 interceptions and 4 touchdowns against the Jets. So it's kind of difficult to gauge where they should be because I think that 2 interceptions for someone who came off pretty much a perfect game is way too much, and I was expecting a lot more from Aaron Rodgers. Jaylen Warren, 14 carries, 48 yards, and he also had 4 receptions for 86 yards. He led the team in receiving, and I think that that's good. I think Jaylen Warren saw that Aaron Rodgers took a step back, and then Jaylen Warren stepped up, so I was really happy to see that. Their defense, pretty solid as well, aside from obviously getting scored on so much, but the defense had 2 sacks and 2 interceptions. Now, that's a good performance from the defense. I don't know what happened on the offensive side of the ball because they weren't able to score. But Aaron Rodgers, 2 interceptions also contributed to the 31-17 loss in a negative way. Now moving on to number 18, we have the Minnesota Vikings. Now the Minnesota Vikings played the Falcons in what I may consider to be the worst quarterback game I have ever seen in my lifetime. They lost 22-6, but I'm not going to blame this on anyone else other than J.J. McCarthy, and it hurts me to do that because J.J. McCarthy, I think, could be a great quarterback. But 5 turnovers from a QB, and majority of them being fumbles, is just unheard of. He had 2 interceptions, 3 fumbles on 11 for 21 for 158 yards. That's just, that's rough. I don't even know what to say about that. Like, everyone listening, I'm sure you can even say that that is one of the worst stat lines you've ever seen by a QB. Moving on, Jordan Mason had 9 carries for 30 yards. You know, that's not bad. Justin Jefferson went off for 3 receptions for 81 yards, and I don't know why he wasn't targeted more. They should have given him the ball more because if he kept that pace up, 6 receptions would have been 162 yards, and that's a really good game. That's what a number one wide receiver in the NFL does, and I feel for Justin Jefferson because completely new QB who's inexperienced and inaccurate. So I either hope one of two things for Justin Jefferson. Either he gets traded to a good QB situation or J.J. McCarthy develops really fast and is able to get Justin Jefferson the ball more. Moving forward at number 17, we have the Falcons. Now, the Vikings and the Falcons are so close only because the Falcons beat the Vikings. That's the only reason I put them at 17 instead of 18. The Vikings lost 22-6, and they should have scored more, honestly. Michael Penix Jr., 13 of 21 for 135 yards. Not great, but better than J.J. McCarthy, his opponent. Bijan looking better than ever. 22 carries, 143 yards. Drake London, 3 receptions for 49 yards. I think that this Falcons offense outside of Michael Penix, who's inexperienced, so it's not really, the blame doesn't really fall on him. I think that this is a good game on offense, and I'm proud of what the Falcons did. I hope they can make a playoff run. I said it last week. I love watching Bijan play, and I hope to see him do that in the playoffs. Moving forward to number 16, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I did take into consideration the fact that their first two games were quite rough and they've had a difficult schedule, but they're 0-2 nonetheless. They lost 20-17 to the former Super Bowl champions, the Eagles. Patrick Mahomes was 16 for 29 for 187 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. That is just not a great performance. But he also led the team in rushing, 7 carries for 66 yards and 1 touchdown. That says a whole lot. I think if your quarterback is not, you know, a very good scrambling QB and they have more yards than your running back, that's just not good at all. And that speaks volumes about your team. Travis Kelce, 4 receptions, 61 yards. Now, this is a really good performance from a tight end. He had a 15.2 yard average reception. And that, I think that's a really good stat line. I just wish he would have gotten the ball more. Moving forward to number 15, we have the Arts, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Now, those 2 interceptions do put a dent on his stat line, but nonetheless, they won the game and they're 1-1. Kenneth Walker III, 13 carries, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Really good game from him. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 receptions and 103 yards. Love to see it from that guy. I hope he becomes a really good wide receiver in the league, and I think he already is. Moving forward, number 14, we have the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray was 17 for 55, 220 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Now, aside from that 1 interception, this is a good game for Kyler Murray. I think he could have been a bit more accurate, but it wasn't crazy bad for him. I think he had a pretty solid game. James Conner, on the other hand, though, did not. 11 carries for 34 yards and 1 touchdown. I think with that amount of carries, you should have quite a few more yards. It should be at least 4 yards a carry instead of 3, especially playing, you know, a bummy team that they did. Moving forward to number 13, we have the Broncos. The Broncos lost their game 28-29 to the Colts. They should have won this game. I think that the call of leverage was correct, but I think that in the moment, it wouldn't have made a difference. The kicker was way off to the right, and even if like the leverage call was correct, it had no effect on the kick whatsoever. So I think that they need to reconfigure that rule a little bit. But Bo Nix, pretty solid game. 22 for 30, 206 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. Great job by him. J.K. Dobbins, 14 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Also pretty solid. Troy Franklin, 8 receptions, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Everybody's getting some love. Everybody's scoring. Everyone's, you know, getting that stat line that they really want. Moving forward to number 12, we have the Washington Commanders. Now, they dropped, but they didn't drop too much because they lost to the Green Bay Packers, who I think could be a Super Bowl contender. Jaden Daniels, 24 for 42, was pretty inaccurate this week. He had 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. So despite his inaccuracy, he did not turn over the ball. And I think that that's a really promising sign from him, because in the moment when he knows that he's down, when he's losing, he's not going to make irrational decisions. He's going to keep his head out of the clouds. He's going to stay in it, and he's always going to try and win. And that's pretty solid. I do think we should start asking some questions about the Commanders' running back room, though, because what happened to Austin Eckler? Jaden Daniels led the team in rushing yards, and he had 7 carries for 17 yards. That is just abysmal. That is terrible. Zach Ertz, on the other hand, though, 6 receptions, 64 yards, and a tutty. That's just a solid game by him, and I hope to see that continue. Moving on to number 11, we have the Bengals. The Bengals beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-27, but it came at a cost. Joe Burrow was 7 for 11, 76 yards with a touchdown before his injury. He sustained a very bad injury, although it doesn't sound bad. Toe turf is going to keep him out for the whole season, pretty much, unless he makes a late comeback in the playoffs. And because of that, Jake Browning had to step in with very little experience. He was 21 for 32, 241 yards and two touchdowns, but he threw three interceptions. And that's just, I think that they might want to look for a new backup QB or try and limit the throws, because that's just limit the passing game, because that's not good for him. Chase Brown, 16 carries, 47 yards. I know he can do more, so I want to see him do more, but it wasn't a great game for him. Jamar Chase, I want to highlight him because he was one of the players in contention for player of the week. He had 14 receptions for 165 yards and a touchdown. That's a really good game for him. And it also shows, because last season he was the Triple Crown King, and he's proving why he earned that reward last season and why he wants to win it this season. T. Higgins also really solid. Three receptions for 56 yards and a touchdown. Everyone was scoring. Everyone was doing their thing except Chase Brown and Jake Browning. The defense had two interceptions, so I think that that's what won them the game, the forced turnovers. But Jake Browning almost cost them this game, so we'll have to watch out for next week and see if they drop in the rankings. Moving forward to number 10, we have the Indianapolis Colts. Now, this is a team that I've been watching for the past few weeks, and they're really starting to shock me because I, in no way, shape, or form, expected them to be this good. Daniel Jones, looking like an MVP, 24 for 34, 316 yards and a touchdown, zero turnovers, which is super good for him. Jonathan Taylor, looking like running back of the week with 25 carries for 165 yards. Tyler Warren doing some amazing work in the tight end room, four receptions for 79 yards, but he's dealing with a toe injury and is expected to play in week three. Moving forward to number nine, we have the 49ers. Mac Jones looked pretty solid. He was 26 for 39 for 279 yards and three touchdowns. It's a really good game out of Mac Jones. CMC had 13 carries for 55 yards, but he also had six receptions for 52 yards and a touchdown. So that's a really good game for him as well. It's over 100 scrimmage yards. Mac Jones scoring a lot. Juwan Jennings also, five receptions for 89 yards and a touchdown. Ricky Pearsall, four receptions, 56 yards. That's just, everyone's getting some love. Everyone's getting the ball. Everyone's scoring. And the 49ers could have won this game by a lot more, but I like that they were choosing to be conservative against a team that they know is not on the same level as them. They weren't trying to blow out anybody in week two because they know that there's a whole season ahead of them, so they didn't want to cause any injuries or risk any injuries. So I'm happy with the 49ers' performance. Moving on to number eight, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield, really solid game, 25 for 38, 215 yards, and two touchdowns. Bucky Irving, also a pretty solid game, 17 carries, 71 yards, zero touchdowns though. Mike Evans, five receptions, 56 yards. Amika Abuka, four receptions, 29 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Miller, one reception for 20 yards and a touchdown. Cade Otton, three receptions for 25 yards. Now, the reason I mentioned Cade Otton is because last season, towards the end of the season, he was on a really big run. Like, every game was 100-plus yards, one or two touchdowns, and he was doing really well. But I think I've seen a pretty large dip in production on his side. So I'd like to see them get him the ball a little bit more. Amika Abuka, like I mentioned about rookies, like, I think he's one of the better rookies in the draft class too. Him and Tedrow and McMillan have looked really great, especially as the receivers, because Amika Abuka has three touchdowns already and like 12 receptions on the season. So really proud to see that. Moving forward to number seven, we have the Lions. Now, the Lions didn't play anybody that was super good, so they're not going to go super far up in the rankings or hardly move at all, because it's the Bears. The Bears are one of the worst teams in the league, but they did blow them out and show that they were a very good team. They beat them 52 to 21. Jared Goff, oh my goodness, 23 for 28, 334 yards and five touchdowns. Let that sink in. Five touchdowns with zero turnovers. Just a great performance by him. Jahmyr Gibbs, 12 carries, 94 yards and a touchdown. Again, great performance. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 9 receptions, 115 yards, and 3 touchdowns. This defense also played really well with 4 sacks and an interception. So, all around, just a great performance by the team. Moving forward to number 6, we have the Los Angeles Rams. They beat the Titans 33-19. Matthew Stafford was 23 for 33, 298 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Kyron Williams, 17 carries, 66 yards. Davante Adams, 6 receptions, 106 yards, and one touchdown. Great performance by Davante Adams. He's still showing that he has a lot of gas left in the tank and that he can still get it done. And they won. So they moved up a little bit in the rankings. Moving forward to number 5, we have the Chargers. The Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9 in what I think was pretty much a shutout. Justin Herbert, 19 for 27, 242 yards, two touchdowns. A really solid game from him. Just wish he was a little bit more accurate. He also led the team in rushing yards, which is the thing that, for me, kind of put a mark on this team. He had 9 carries for 31 yards, which isn't good by any means. So I'm starting to ask some questions about Amarion Hampton. Is he the running back that they thought he was when they drafted him? Or is it just a scheme fit issue where Amarion Hampton doesn't really fit into their play style? Quinn Johnston, after he learned how to catch, has proved that he's one of the better receivers in the league. He had 3 receptions for 71 yards, a touchdown. Now this defense, goodness gracious, might be defense of the week. They had 3 sacks and 3 interceptions against a strong Raiders team. I think this Raiders team is pretty good. So great performance all around aside from the running back room. Moving forward to number 4, we have the Ravens. They beat the Browns 41-17. Lamar Jackson was 19 for 29, 225 yards, had 4 touchdowns. It's really good performance by him. But like many other QBs, I wish he was just a little bit more accurate. Derrick Henry, though, he only had 23 yards on 11 carries. Now, should everybody be worried about that? No, you shouldn't. It's still Derrick Henry. He's still a great running back. He can just as easily have 100 yards next week. And I think that it just came down to the team that they were playing. They're like, okay, the receiving game is what's going to scores more points, so they just stuck with that most of the game. Zay Flowers looking really strong with 7 receptions for 75 yards. So just a great game by the Ravens, proving why, yet again, they're a top 5 team in the league. Moving forward to number 3, we have the Packers. The Packers beat the Commanders 27-18, so that's a super big win from them. Jordan Love, 19 for 31, 292 yards and a touchdown and 2 touchdowns. He's once again showing us that he can lead this team to victory. He's not as concerned about his individual stats as he is about winning games, and I think that that really shows, because, you know, people can talk smack to him or say a lot of things about him, but he knows how to win games. Josh Jacobs, 23 carries, 84 yards and a touchdown, really good job. And Tucker Kraft having a great week too as well, 6 receptions, 124 yards and a touchdown, also in contention for player of the week. Now moving forward to the second best team in the NFL, many of you could be divided on this. It might be a little bit controversial, but I put the Eagles at number 2. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-17. This is another big win. Jalen Hurts was 15 for 22 with 101. Saquon Barkley had 22 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Devonta Smith, 4 receptions for 53 yards. And I'll tell you why I moved them up. I was a little bit like split between putting the Green Bay Packers at 2 and the Eagles at 2. And that's because, like I said, the Packers have shown me that they can be a Super Bowl contending team. And honestly, I have them making it to the Super Bowl this year. But the Eagles are the former Super Bowl champions. They know how to win these kinds of games, and they just beat a really big opponent in the Chiefs. Moving forward, at number 1, the one you've all been waiting for, the Buffalo Bills. They beat the Jets 30-10, proving that they're a dominant team in the NFL. Josh Allen, 14 for 25 with 148 yards. Not his best performance, but he had no turnovers, and he got the job done. James Cook, 21 carries, 132 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Great performance by him. Joshua Palmer also getting some love with 2 receptions for 47 yards. Great job by the Bills. And a decisive victory, further proving how good of a team the Bills are. Now, I would like to mention the players of the week and who I think is overall the best at each position. I'm going to mention the best quarterback, the best running back, the best wide receiver, the best tight end, and the best defensive player of the week. Starting off at QB, we have Jared Goff. Absolutely insane game. He was 23 for 28, 334 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Now, the reason I chose to put him at QB of the week is because of his large amount of touchdowns, and he had no turnovers. So, good job, Jared Goff. Next, at running back, we have James Cook, and I'll tell you why I put James Cook there. Although it was either him or Jonathan Taylor, I chose him because he had more touchdowns. He had 21 carries, 132 yards, and 2 touchdowns, while Jonathan Taylor did not have that many. He had about 165 yards on 25 carries and no touchdowns. So that's why I chose James Cook. The receiver of the week is Rome Odunze. Many of you might be asking why I chose Rome Odunze rather than Amon-Ra or St. Brown. But the reason that I chose him was because he proved to me that even on a low target rate, he could still get the job done. He had 7 receptions, 128 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So the options were either him, Amon-Ra, Malik Nabers, or actually, I'm going to choose Malik. Malik Nabers, receiver of the week, 9 receptions, 167 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Good job, Malik. Tight end of the week, I think it's no surprise, going to the third best team in the entire NFL, Tucker Kraft, 6 receptions, 124 yards, and 1 touchdown. That is just an overall great performance by him. If he would have had more receptions, I think he could have done even more than what he did. And what he did was already a lot. Now moving forward to the defensive player of the week, Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith is a defensive player of the week for a few reasons. He had a 63-yard fumble recovery returned for a touchdown. And seeing that it is as it is, he's the only defensive player that scored any points. And it was a very big turning point in this game saying, hey, we are the better team and we want to prove that. I chose Roquan Smith. Finally, the overall player of the week. The best player performance individually this week is Tucker Kraft. And I could have gone a few different ways with this. And the reason I chose Tucker Kraft is because on 6 receptions, there's players who get like 32 yards. Tucker Kraft had 124 and a touchdown as a tight end. And tight ends don't usually get as many targets as receivers do. So for that reason, I chose Tucker Kraft as the player of the week. Congrats to Tucker Kraft. Thank you for tuning into Head to Head. Again, God bless.